السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن لا يلدغ في حجر مرتين، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear brothers in Islam, we know the past 2.5 years as a Muslim ummah who lives in this land, the amount of test, the amount of pain, the amount of agony that we had gone through, that we have faced. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand the pain and agony which continued for years, almost 2.5 years. Today, we feel a degree of comfort, a degree of joy, a degree of happiness, because we feel that there is a change, there is a change in power, and we hope for the best. My dear brothers in Islam, during the times that as a ummah we went through this trial and this test, everything of ours were questioned, everything of ours were raised as a problem. We need to understand our dress code, our behavior, our ibadah, our masajid, our madaris, and all what good that we have been doing came under interrogation, came under extreme interrogation. We were questioned, we were summoned and asked, why are you doing this? Why the Muslim women covering their face? Why that you need a beard? So many, we can list out. In fact, our identity was questioned. That is how that we spent our time in talking, in answering, trying to convince. But my dear brothers in Islam, during this period, we only had hope in Allah. We turned to Allah. We cried in front of Allah. We pleaded in front of Allah. We fasted when we saw and when we heard what happened in Alugama. We cried in front of Allah. The Muslims were killed, their properties were burnt. My dear brothers in Islam, that was our situation. But we became close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We became humble in front of Allah. We knew only refuge is by Allah. But my dear brothers in Islam, today Allah has changed the tables. Allah has brought some level of hope and comfort in our hearts. Now the question remains: do we talk to Allah the way we spoke to Allah during the times of test and tribulation? Do we cry in front of Allah the way we cry My dear brothers in Islam, we need to ask this question from each one of us. Today, what is my situation? Wallahi, there is a beautiful example in the Holy Quran where Allah puts that example to teach you and me a golden lesson. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. O people, don't you see? Ships are sailing on the ocean. تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ. It is a bounty of Allah. لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Allah is showing His alamat, His bounties to each one of us. My dear brothers, when the ships are sailing, hopes of the people are being sailed, wealth of the people are being sailed, so many needs and the requirements of people are being sailed and carried. Now Allah is saying, all that is happening, it is a ni'mat from me. I am showing you my ni'mah, O my slave. Indeed, signs are alamat and lessons and ibar and lessons for people who have extreme sabr, extreme patience and gratefulness. Furthermore, Allah says, example, subhanallah, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah says, people are traveling, sailing on huge ships across the ocean. Now suddenly, huge waves are hitting that ship. كَالظُّلَلِ, like the clouds, it is covering the entire ship. Huge waves, subhanallah. At that moment, this person is traveling on this ship. دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Waves like huge mountains going over the ship. My dear brothers in Islam, this person is looking at that the water is covering him completely. He knows there is no refuge, there is no help, there is no assistance which will come from any human or any being. Now at that moment, Allah says, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. He becomes really humble and sincere and mukhlis to Allah. He's making dua, O Allah, you are the king of all kings, you are all powerful. This cloud, this ship, this ocean, this wind, this wave are controlled by you, Ya Allah. Save me, subhanallah. This is the situation of this man, because he's returning home with great hope. He's taking his wealth, he's taking his need and etc. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. Allah says, we save him, we bring him to the land from the ocean. We bring him to the land from the ocean. فَمِنُهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ فَمِنُهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. Subhanallah. Allah says, the people were crying in front of me for help. I helped them. I made them cross the ocean. I brought them safely to the land. Now what happened? There are people who remember the greatness of Allah, who remember the bounty of Allah, that my Allah saved me, that my Allah honored me, that my Allah protected me, that my Allah brought me to the land. But
Allah says there are people who are very sincere, who were crying, who were pleading, who were begging while they were in the ocean, when they saw those huge waves are hitting them. And when I brought them to the land, when I made them reach the land, subhanallah, they reject, they do not recognize the qudrat of Allah. They forget Allah. They forget the orders of Allah. They forgot that Allah saved me, that my Allah protected me, that my Allah helped me. Illa kullu khattar. They are deceptive. Their hearts, they are deceiving. They are breaking the trust. They are not honest that Allah says in the Quran. And they are ungrateful to the bounty that Allah has given. For an example, from this, my dear brothers in Islam, when he reaches the land, he says, because it was a very good ship made in Europe, that's why that we were able to come to land. Another guy will say, it was a very good captain to manage. Subhanallah, my dear brothers in Islam, that's how they will praise the material world and they will forget the creator of the ocean and the ship. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah says, those who they go through difficulty, they beg in front of me, I help them, I raise them, I honor them, I protect them. When I have done that, subhanallah, he forgets me, he ignores me, he does not appreciate the ni'mah that I gave, he does not thank me. My dear brothers in Islam, let us put this example in our lives today, at this current moment, at this current situation. Ask ourselves, we went through utter test and pain. Each one of us know, understood and read. We were updated perfectly. Now today, Allah saved us. Allah protected us. Allah helped us. My dear brothers in Islam, how many of us are remembering Allah? What do we say now? Because of north and east, this happened. Because of so and so arc, it happened. Because of this personality's performance, it happened. Because of that, this happened. Because of this, it happened. I do not want to describe the makhluk. My dear brothers in Islam, that's where the unfaithfulness comes in. That's what Allah says, khattarin kafur. People become ungrateful, deceptive, they are trying to deceive Allah, subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to learn and understand, we need to recognize that Allah made this heaven, that Allah raised us, that Allah protected us. Allah is showing, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُعْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Say Allah, the King of all kings, King of all kings. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, during the time of election, they summon the ulama and they ask, do you promote any person in the masjid? We said, look, power is given by Allah. The same ayah was told. And masjid is a place only to remember Allah. We only speak about King of all kings. We do not speak about worldly kings inside the masjid. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah says in this ayah, تُعْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَىٰ. I give kingdom to whom I want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَىٰ. We remove kingdom from whom we want. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَىٰ. We give honor and dignity to whom we want. We disgrace whom we want. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah is powerful over everything. My dear brothers in Islam, Did we ever think there will be a huge change of this nature? We need to understand, who did this? Who brought this change? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we recall that Allah? Today, when we see these WhatsApp messages flying, the Viber messages flying, the updates on the Facebook, and that we talk to our friends, who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Do we talk about Allah? How may Allah brought this? How Allah could do this? My dear brothers in Islam, that's where we as a ummah went wrong and going wrong. We need to get back to Allah. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, المؤمن لا يلدغ في حجر مرتين. Wallahi, my dear brothers, a golden lesson. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a believer will not do, will not commit the same sin twice in his life. He will not do the same mistake twice in his life. Translation of the hadith that I told you, he will not enter into the same hole twice in his life. My dear brothers in Islam, once we did a mistake, we realized, we made tawbah, we became close to Allah, we started talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking help from Allah. Again, we build our hope, we build our trust with another creation of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, all of them are human. All of them are insan. You study from the history, promises made from day one till today. How many are fulfilled? But we need to understand, Qulubul insan baina isba'ir rahman. The hearts of the people are controlled by Allah. He will make it for us or against us. Subhanallah. So we need to get close to Allah. That's where we need to understand. My dear brothers in Islam,
slhub.com.
So many promises are made. How many are fulfilled? Here Allah says in the Quran, وَلَيُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا. Allah will not go against the promises that He had made. But the khalq and the makhluq will, and always, at many occasions, they broke the promises what they made. So why don't we trust and believe in Allah at all times, at all situations? In order that we spoil our iman, that we spoil our aqeedah, by believing, by putting hope in any creation. My dear brothers in Islam, it was the khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. In his khilafah, whenever the Muslim army went out, Khalid ibn al-Walid, Saifullah, the sword of Allah, he was given the title. Whenever he went in a Muslim army, some Muslims used to see the army in which Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu was the colonel, they joined that army. They knew this will be a victorious war. One day, Umar radiallahu anhu stood up and he said, we are removing Khalid ibn al-Walid from the military front, from the military force, from the position of being a top colonel in the Muslim army. They asked him why. Whenever he went out, it was a victorious situation. He was the brave person who stood next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, do you know the reply of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? People will start believing it is because of Khalid ibn al-Walid that we are victorious. So their iman is damaged because of this. They know their belief in Allah will decrease. They start believing in Khalid ibn al-Walid. That's why I removed him. They went and told Khalid ibn al-Walid, you're being removed from this position. He said, it's okay. Since when that I started doing this for Umar? I was doing this for the sake of Allah, and the decision I accept happily from the Khalifa of the Muslimin. My dear brothers in Islam, let us not spoil our iman because of these reasons. That's why when we see something good happens to us, some happiness come to us, we feel that we are victorious. This is not the real victory. We need to go back to the life of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. How did they react? My dear brothers in Islam, when Nabiuna Sulaiman alayhi salatu was-salam, when he wanted the throne of Bilqis to be brought in front of him, it was brought. فَلَمَّا رَعَاهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Look at the words of Nabiuna Sulaiman, to whom Allah gave the control of wind and jinnat and everything. What did he say? When it was brought in front of him, he saw the help of Allah. He saw that he was victorious. He says, this is from my Allah. Anbiya never related a victory to them. Never related a victory towards any individual. They connected with Allah. Here Nabiuna Sulaiman is saying, min fadli rabbi. This is from the grace of my Allah. And liyabluwani. My Allah is testing me. I am victorious, but my Allah is testing me. Am I grateful to my Allah or ungrateful to my Allah? Subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, this was the situation of Nabiuna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear brothers in Islam, the brother threw him in the well, oppressed him, hit him, tore his clothes, and they wanted to kill him. And from there to the palace, to the prison, and Allah raised him. Now the lengthy incident, all the brothers met him. The real interpretation of the dream comes out. When he saw that he was victorious, do you know what he said? رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرَضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, you have given me the kingdom. You have given me this wisdom. You have done everything to me. And you are my guardian throughout the journey, throughout the days of pain and agony. You are my guardian. And, oh Allah, give me a death of a Muslim and resurrect me in the day of Qiyamah with the pious people, Ya Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, he was victorious on that day. He saw those who did wrong to him were present in front of him. But he connected his appreciation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chased out of Mecca, oppressed, harmed. Allah says, وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were shaken, they were crying. But my dear brothers in Islam, the day the real conquest of Mecca took place, إِذَا جَاءَ نَسْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When you see the help of Allah coming, and the victory coming, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You see, all the tribes are entering into Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, do you know the Rasul of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Mecca? He became very humble. He became very humble, subhanallah, because it is the sunnah of Anbiya. At times of victory, at times of hell, they become more humble than before, subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so humble. He started, before he entered Mecca, he met all the senior people O Quraysh of Makkah, he greeted them and their followers, and then he started entering from Babul Fath into Makkah al-Mukarramah to the Baytullah. My dear brothers in Islam, it comes in the narration, khafidan ra'sah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah. He walked head down, looking down humbly, without atom weight of pride and arrogance and haughtiness, to boast around, to show around, to show our eyes, to show who we are, to stand like unlike some of the people, standing in celebration with hoppers and with afe. My dear brothers in Islam, where is our Islam at this moment? Dear Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this a victory for us? Did we conquer something? My dear brothers in Islam, it is just the hopes have changed. People have changed. We need to understand, what are we running behind? What are we running behind? My dear brothers in Islam, here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered humbly, quietly, only reading Suratul Fatah. Inna fatahna laka fatahan mubeena. Where Allah says, oh ya Rasulullah, we have given you a real victory. He was keep on reading Suratul Fatah, and a young Sahabi, a peach black young Sahabi, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, was sitting behind Rasulullah on the camel when he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah. And all the people thought that he will be arrogant, vengeance will be taken, revenge will be taken. No, my dear brothers in Islam, here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and he called the Quraysh, and he asked, what do you think of me? They said, you are a good person, Akhun Kareem, and you are a son of a good person. He said, Antum Tulaqa, you all are free today, no revenge. He said, I am only telling you what Nabiuna Yusuf said, La tasriba alaykumul yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum. There is no punishment that will be given against you. You all are forgiven. And this is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became humble. He proved his humbleness to this degree. He called Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya Bilal, climb the top of Kaaba and give adhan, call people towards salah. Why he did that? Because it was that Bilal radiallahu anhu went through the pain and the agony in the soil of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the word Ahad, Ahad was coming, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the people of Makkah, you all look down on him, look, today Allah have raised him. He gave the first adhan on the conquest of Makkah, in Makkah al-Mukarramah. My dear brothers in Islam, the lessons that we learn, at times that we see something in support of, we see a positive shadow, we see a good light in front of us, we see something good and happiness, we need to become humble, we need to become simple, because there is a huge number who are hurt because they lost the election. No, we need to work on winning their heart towards Muslims. How do we show our reaction? How do we deal with them? My dear brothers in Islam, power will come, power will go. People of power will come, will go. Leaders will come, leaders will go. But we as a Muslim Ummah need to think very broadly, carefully. We should not overdo certain things. Allah says in the Quran, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَغُدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. The teachings of Quran, even when you walk, walk moderately. Do not walk like a sick person, neither that you walk like an arrogant and a haughty person by hitting your foot on the land. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to learn, we need to understand the society that we are living, people that we are living. We know one group is promoting racism, hatred, anger, speaking ill about the minority. Now we as a Ummah need to think and react, behave, our words, our messages, our reaction should be moderate. no harming either party. That we are happy, yes we are happy. Now we need to get close to Allah. We need to talk to Allah. Now my dear brothers in Islam, and the opportunity is given. Allah says that I have given you all opportunity. We neglected them for so many years. Now we saw when they started questioning us, we realized that we had neglected them. Now we wanted to bring a change. Allah had made the platform easier. Allah had made the platform more comfortable. Now let us open our hearts, open our minds. Let us talk to them. Let us talk to the majority Buddhist community, the Hindu community, the Christian community. Let us talk to them. Let us share our ideas. Let us start telling them why hijab, why niqab, why a masjid that we need, why madaris that we need. This is not only the responsibility of the ulama. Every person sitting in this masjid is responsible. And my dear brothers in Islam, when Allah gave a good situation to Jews, Yahud, Allah says in the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنْفُسِكُمْ وَإِنَّ سَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, it is good for you. If you do wrong, you still neglect them. We are still in the commercial mode. Only business. Our relationship with them, only for money making. Our relationship with politicians, only to get our benefit. Our relationship with these officers, to get our benefit. My dear brothers in Islam, let us change our attitude. Let us change our thinking. Let us change our behavior. Now we keep our Islam, our deen in front. Let us talk to them with that intention, with that objective. How with the worldly objective we met them, we got it done. Now we keep deen in front of us. Our beautiful Islam in front of us. Let us talk to them in our schools, in our colleges. Let us have gatherings where we can talk to them nicely. We need to show our akhlaq, our conduct. Good example, what happened? Last week, my dear brothers in Islam, we park our vehicle on the street, we block a person's house, we do not understand the gravity of it, the danger of it, the harm of it, and the moment that man complained to the police, we say he is a racist. My dear brothers in Islam, we are racist. We need to change ourselves. It is, yes, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, we are coming for ibadah. It does not mean that we harm another person. It is haram. Wallahi, it is haram to disturb another person because of our ibadah. It is compulsory for him to leave the masjid and to remove that vehicle away. My dear brothers in Islam, in Dehiwala, Bhatia Mawat the mosque, that monk stood against the Muslims. Why? He comes home after his lecture in the university. One brother parked his vehicle outside the masjid and he got down for Salatul Maghrib. The road was blocking and this person and the monk's driver said, please move the vehicle. He frowns at the driver. He shows who is he and he goes and makes his Salatul Maghrib. Then a whole team, wallahi my dear brothers, worked on closing that masjid. We asked the monk, what made you to do that? He said, this is the reason. The person who did, maybe made Maghrib and he was happy, he did his salah with Jama'ah, but he created a fitna in the locality. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to make sure that we do not harm. Our akhlaq, our conduct should change. Our attitude should change. Our behavior should change. We need to think right for tomorrow. Or our behavior will promote hatred, anger, and we close the doors of da'wat and hidayat, where they will hate us, where they will dislike us. My dear brothers in Islam, let us learn lessons. Let us bring a change. Let us look for a better future. Allah says, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you go back and behave the same, we will bring back what you went through. May Allah favor all of us. So with this I conclude my words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Let us think positive. O opportunity that Allah has given us, open our heart, extend our smile, extend our greeting, be nice to the neighbor. Be nice to the people around us, in our office, in our workplace. Let us talk politely about Islam. Please, Do not share these WhatsApp messages which can kindle anger, which can kindle the wrath, which can instigate unwanted problems. Please stay away from all these problems. My dear brothers in Islam, think positive, share good things. If you see a light, work on that and increase the light. If you see goodness, work on that, increase the goodness, by which that we shall enjoy the world that we have living. We shall see the happiness, the world that Allah has given us, without facing problems and difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and realization and protect us from the difficulties and the pains that we as a ummah have faced before.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.